The aim of Black Mental Matters is to tell experiences with honesty. Therefore, some discussions may trigger an adverse reaction. If a discussion is beginning to upset you, we advise that you please stop listening and talk to your support team.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to Black Mental Matters. How you doing? I'm Vince the Voice, and this podcast, again, designed to help eradicate that stigma as it relates to mental health in the Black community. We don't want to talk about it, but we talk about it and get it out. And I'm telling you, it is so therapeutic and can help you deal with all this stress, particularly now as stress is at a peak as it relates to this pandemic that's going on and, of course, this election. In fact, it is reported by the American Psychological Association that the proportion of Black adults reporting this election as a source of stress jumped from 46% in 2016 to 71% this year. 71%. Not to mention the pandemic that has killed over 200,000 Americans. Now it's early voting and the lines are long and machines and this, that, and the other and fake boxes and oh Lord. Listen here. So me and Makiba, we're going to chop it up today and help us keep our sanity. That's right, we want to stay sane during this. How can you, as a Black American, maintain your sanity during election 2020? Gonna chop it up right now. It's Black Mental Matters. Hello, Makiba Reed Johnson. It is Black Mental Matters once again. How are you?
Hey, Vince the Voice Bailey. I am doing pretty good. On this Sunday.
Pretty
good.
How
are you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. Yeah, we're taping on a Sunday. We just got off the other show. We was on the other show. You know how we doing that now. Nah, you know, we on people's show. They calling us, you know, Blake, Blake, Wing Ring, all that. Hey, listen, during this time, it's all kind of witty new things that you can do. But we're up to, we had our big anniversary, show number 50. So this will be show 51, McKee.
But wow.
You know, a year's worth of great discussion. And here we are. So this whole United States in 2020 just been a trip. It's just crazy. And we got the pandemic going on, the COVID. And now we're finding out that a lot of people, Makiba, are being stressed out because we got this election going on. And that's nuts. I mean, every day it's a different story. And so you said it. You said, look, we got to deal with that topic. And I'm so glad. Mm-hmm. I think it's not only timely, but it's going to help some folks here today. How do you maintain, especially Black folks, how are we going to maintain? Yeah. And then what's going to happen if we don't get what we want to get and all that kind of stuff? So
there you go.
Huh?
This is a very timely topic. And this is something that everybody needs to be having a discussion about, because the election is in a few days.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally. With less than a month away. And we're being bombarded with everything from everywhere about everything is about when you get a hamburger, it's like, you know, has some bearing on the beef cattle people or something, you know, who now say they go get some money so they can vote. It's just all encompassing right now. So what steps do we need to do so that we do not lose our minds, as DMX used to say, make me lose my mind up in here during this election season? Because even though it's short, it's going to be, it's long. It is too long.
I think, number one, one of the most important things that would help people is to start making a financial plan for yourself and your family. I think economic empowerment with Black people is extremely important. I don't think we talk about it enough. Mm-hmm. I don't think that we spend enough time understanding just the fundamentals of the stock market, how it works. We kind of think that the stock market is gambling for rich white people. It absolutely is not. Mm. There are just all types of investment opportunities out there that we just don't know about because we feel like it's part of the white man or it's part of something that we're not connected to. And we lose out on a lot of opportunities to gain economic wealth and start building up something and passing it down to our kids. And it doesn't even have to be large, and it doesn't have to be something where you are.
You hit it right. You hit it right on the head right there, because I'm sitting up here. She's talking about give me some stocks, but wait, you don't have to have $1 gazillion.
No.
Tell them about it. Tell them what they want. Tell them what they want, Makiba.
It is so important to start paying attention to the debt that you owe. Start getting your credit score under control. Start looking at, if you had kids, there's something called the 529, where you put money into an account, or and have family members, birthdays, whatever, come around. People put money into that child's account. That money is, yes, it can only be used for college. So it's not like they can, you know, grow up and go off and go on vacation and cash it in. It's earmarked and protected and utilized just for higher education. There are so many things that we as Black people can be talking about with one another during this time, this election, that will make us feel less susceptible to everything that's out there that's happening. We won't feel like we're just kind of flying in the wind.
Right. Right. And we do not pay attention. I wish you'd have been around. Where was you 20, 30 years ago for me? Because, you know, just was not. That is so very important. And when you hear, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. When you hear about even the most successful people, everybody started with a humble $5 beginning that they put towards something. I'm just honing in again on that financial, because I think you're so on point with that. During this time, too, and you can't beat yourself up of what you didn't do or that kind of thing. You just get started today if that's your goal in mind. We were talking earlier about your media diet. If you're spending all day blow by blow and then I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. You have to step away, because it causes stress for you. It makes your blood boil. It'll make your head hurt. It'll make you tired.
Blood pressure go up.
Your blood pressure.
Heart rate elevated. Yes.
So, hey, I mean, if you just got to read in the newspaper, that's a little more taking your time, and they're not throwing as much information at you all at one time like that you're overloaded. If you are a quote unquote, you like the news, I think that's a way to do that, to still feel like you're staying in touch, but you don't have to go 24/7 MSNBC, Fox News, all this stuff all day long.
Right. No, I got a notification. I'm embarrassed to say this. I got a notification on my phone this weekend that my social media time was up 85% last week. And I was like, oh my goodness. And that's why I'm glad that we're having this conversation, is because I was constantly online keeping up with the debate and the fly that landed on Pence's head and what Donald Trump did, and is he sick, is he not? And what's funny about it, Vince, is I would be better off just not having to consume that in real time. Yes. I can read about it after it happens, and it's not going to make a difference if I'm receiving the story as it's breaking. It doesn't benefit you. It benefits the news channel, and it benefits, you know, those reporters that are getting that information out quickly. But this is not, these daily steps leading up to the election, they're not going to help you mentally.
No.
Keeping up with every single detail.
No. In fact, it's just information overload. That's all it is. It's keeping you from doing what you really need to be doing and focusing on it when you think about it in those terms. But it can really, and it's almost like a reality show for real. I mean, it really is. We're sucking it up like I say, and then.
I told my husband this whole situation right now that we're in would be hilarious if people weren't dying. This would actually be a television show if people weren't dying. The whole circus that we're watching now is entertaining outside of the part that there have been deaths involved.
My goodness. We're talking about again today, you know, how us as a Black community keep our sanity during this insane in the membrane time called election 2020 here in America. Kid you not, I got a screen up in front of me, another one, and now they're talking about Dr. Fauci, whatever. choose the right audience. I mean, I think it's okay to talk about, but if you're going to be, every family has that one person who just can't keep their cool when you start talking talking about politics. You don't want to find yourself at each other's throats over something that you really can't do too much about. Try changing the subject or forbidding certain subjects. I know you can't stay silent all the time. Sometimes that's not an option, but you got to choose the right audience when you're talking about this stuff so that you walk away with it improved rather than diminished.
Absolutely. No, you are absolutely right.
Turning your attention elsewhere. Just like we need vacations from work, we need vacations from the stress of this election and news. You got to just tune it out.
Absolutely. What has really been helping me, and I can see the difference in just my mood, Vince, is when I read headlines instead of watching the news. If you read headlines, it just gives you a different feeling. You feel like you read information, and now that you read information, you go do something else. When you're watching something, or when you're reading, or when you're engaging on something on social media that's news related in terms of what's happening with the election, there's no end to it. And then there's this political analysis, and then there's this opinion, and then there's a counter opinion, and then somebody tweeted something. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it does not stop. So, you know, what you're saying is absolutely right. There has to be a point where if you have that person in the family that's just politics, 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 then you might need to spend a little bit less time around them. I wouldn't even say up until November. It's probably going to be like through the end, like the end of the year, like going into the holidays before this starts to really, really calm down. Because no matter what the outcome of the election is, there's going to be political unrest.
Well,
so we have to get ready for that.
Get ready for that. And I say, you know, just like all them people I unfriended on Facebook, we just going to let it roll.
I unfriended everybody you unfriended too, because I was reading them comments too. I was like, oh, no.
But you said, you know, reading, you can read other things that you can turn your attention to, you know, look at your hobbies. You like to cook, go ahead and cook a little bit more. Watch mindless TV, you know, stuff. I've been getting into horror movies lately.
This
is so, you know, outlandish. Or hang out with friends. Of course, those mindfulness activities that Makiba Reed Johnson has patented, like meditation, deep breathing exercises, the yoga stuff, so you can de-stress and relax while distracting your mind. Because again, folks, we're talking about this thing because this can truly hurt you. You can be so wrapped up in things, you don't know what it's doing to your blood pressure, to your physical state. Everything has meaning.
Your body responds. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes. And your body can also get to the point where you become addicted to stimuli. Like you can be on Twitter, because I've done this, I hate to say this, but I have in some instances become addicted to, okay, I just need to know what happened next. Okay, well, what's the next thing that happened? And that need for, okay, the next thing, the next drama, the next drama, the next drama, you can actually start to feel like you have to know the information, and that you have to be online, and that you have to log in to your Twitter or your Instagram or Facebook account every 30 minutes or to an hour to find out what the latest thing is. You don't want to become addicted to just the drama of the election, because some of the stuff, you know, with the fly and the fly swatter, it's actually funny.
It was. I got so many memes about that.
It's funny.
It's like, wait a minute. And this kind of tells you where they've taken it to. Everything is like a clown show, you know.
Yes.
And for those that grew up putting your hand over your heart and really saying that pledge and believing and all that kind of stuff, it can be disheartening, you know, that we have gotten to such a callous period of time. And so for those of you who, you know, how are really junkies that this, you need to know, hey, why don't you just get all in, go ahead and volunteer with some campaign or something, run for office yourself, turn your election stress into election action.
There you go. Absolutely. That was one of my tips for today, Vince, is start focusing on things that are within your control.
Yes.
You know, set some short-term goals for the next 30 to 90 days. The election is not something that you necessarily have control control over, but there are things around you in your life that you do have control over that you may not have been taking care of or have been neglecting because all this stuff has been happening. So now is a great time with the weather cooling down, you start getting some more exercise outdoors, spending more time in nature, you know, set some fitness goals, you know, really look at your dietary choices, start looking at things that you have control over and setting some goals and plans for yourself short term, you know, just for the end of the year.
It's important for you to check in with yourself to make sure your levels, your stress levels ain't getting out of control, because it's so easy to do these days. Everything is so concentrated, it seems now, with the COVID and this election looming over us all the time. And ask yourself a couple questions like, can you focus on other things? Can you get your work done? Can you engage in non-political hobbies like you normally do, like you used to do? I mean, it's like this is, again, it's just all encompassing. If any of those things are affected by the election, it's probably time to take a break, and you may need to get a little help, you know, if not at a minimum, just talking about the anxiety that you're feeling from this election stuff that's going on. It's
absolutely absolutely just to make sure that you're checking in with yourself, you're checking in with other people, you know, let people check in with you. If people ask you how you're doing, tell them the truth. You're not doing okay. Please let people know you are not doing okay. Let people know if you need some assistance, some support, if you're not feeling well, if you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling anxious. Make sure that if somebody is asking you if you're okay, that you are telling them the truth.
I got a good self-care for everybody during this time, for during election season, and that is download some music, your own music, the old or new. Download it so you don't even have to listen to the radio and hear commercials and all that kind of stuff, and you'll find yourself lost. If you anything, a third of me, you're going to find yourself lost in the music and bringing up all kinds of good feelings within yourself. And it takes time to look, and when you find songs that you grew up with and things like that, it can really assist in relieving the stress during this time.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. That music is very therapeutic, and that's a really good source of recreation because it activates a part of your brain that's connected to memory and mood. So no, that in fact, my thing right now is old school hip hop. And we've been talking about that, man. It's nothing like, in fact, I got to give a shout out, DJ Jelly and DJ Nabs, the two of them with their mixes. When I listen to them, it makes me forget about everything. So find the music that really moves you and lose yourself in it.
You say DJ Nabs. Yeah, he's a great guy and been around for so long.
Yeah,
you know,
he's good people.
Yeah, it's normal, folks. We're talking about how do Black folks, how do we keep in our mental health and coping during this time? It's normal to feel stressed out about this. So let's get that out the way right there, because folks are, man, shoot, you crazy. I ain't stressed out about that. Oh, yes, you are.
Right.
Accept it first and then, you know, implement some things to make it better. It does affect you. It does.
Oh, it's definitely affected people in the last few weeks, especially people who have loved ones who have passed away from COVID, who are now looking at the president kind of just flaunting around. He's been sick. Hey, I was sick. I overcame it. Look at me. It's very dismissive of a lot of people's Black and white collective pain of their loved ones and their life changes and the things that they've had to deal with because of this pandemic. And then you've got this person in the media every day, you know, just smirking and brushing this off. This is impacting everybody, whether you think it is or not.
Everything is unprecedented, and it could be unprecedented that the person that we pulling for, you know, does not get in. It could happen. You got to come to some level of acceptance if that is the case, and you may want to start thinking about it ahead of time so that you don't get caught up in just the emotional craziness that would take place in that instance.
Absolutely.
I think it's one of them danged if you do, danged if you don't almost situations, the way they've aligned themselves up in this election this time. It is really un-American, if to say the least.
Yeah, And that's why my final tip, Vince, is for Black people to know that no matter what the outcome of the election, we're going to be okay, because we've made it this far. We made it through Trent. I mean, most of us made it. There are some people who, you know, because of the pandemic and other things that have happened this year, tragically, who aren't here, but we are still here and we are going to be okay, because we've been through a lot and we've made it this far because we have each other.
That's right. We're going to leave it out on a positive note, or a note that I want y'all to think about. And that is that anxiety likes to tell us stories that ain't even been written yet. So don't fall for it. We're going to be okay. Either way.
Hello.
Hello. All right. That's Black Mental Matters for 2020. Y'all enjoy yourself. Thank you so much for listening. Hey, Alexa, play Black Mental Matters podcast. That's all you have to do. Go online, our website, blackmentalmatters.com, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all those. Let us know that you're okay, and we'll look to see you next time, okay?
Awesome.
Have a great night.
You too.